Hello ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to my channel and welcome back to another banger episode on my channel. Thank you very much for tuning in on Rebel Time Podcast with Taba Masimini, and today I'll be doing a top 10 best services on Netflix you guys should watch. Stay tuned for the best top 10. Okay, the first one ranked at number 10, it's Never Have I Ever. Never Have I Ever is an American coming-of-age comedy drama television series starring Maitri Ramakrishnan and created by Mandy Kaling and Long Fisher. Never Have I Ever is a Netflix original series, and the story centers around Devi Vaishakumau, which is our main character in the series. Devi Vaishakumau is a 15-year-old girl from Shimana Oaks, Los Angeles, and after a socially horrible freshman year, Devi wants to change her social status, but friends, family and feelings do not make it easy for her. So after Devi's father Mohan passed away, and after he passes away, Devi loses the use of her legs for 3 months. The following year, she tries to deal with the grief, Indian identity and school life, also struggling with a relationship with her mother Nalin, her best friend, her best beautiful cousin Kamala, her two best friends Eleanor and Fabiola, her school, her high school crush actually, Paxton Hoyoshida, and her nemesis Ben. This series is I believe it's so based on, I can't say real life situation because I'm not sure actually. But the series is mostly is mostly narrated by a professional tennis player, John McEnron. So, with one of the episodes narrated by Andy Samberg. So, guys, I think you should go and watch this Netflix original series. It's so nice. It has life, actually. It has life. So this series actually has a one season for now, like it's only one season with a 10 episodes. So the first one is Pilot, the second one is Never Have I Ever Had Sex with Paxton Hoyoshida, the third one is Never Have I Ever Gotten Drunk with the Popular Kids, the fourth episode is Never Have I Ever Felt Super Indian, the fifth episode is Never Have I Ever Started a Nuclear War. The sixth episode is Never Have I Been the Loneliness Boy in the World. Never Have I Ever, it's episode seven now. Never Have I Ever Been a Big Fat Liar. Episode 8 is Never Have I Ever Pissed Off Everyone I Know. Episode 9, Never Have I Ever Had to Be on My Best Behavior. Never Have I Ever Said I'm Sorry. So I think you guys should go and watch it out and check it out. And I promise you won't regret. It's so nice. And yes, the series, it was actually released, when was it released actually? It was released on, when was it? It's April. It was released on April 2020 on Netflix. And the series has been described as a watershed moment for South Asian representation in Hollywood, and has been praised for breaking Asian stereotypes. So on July 2020, Netflix renewed the series for a second season. So guys, I think you guys should go and check it out. and it has so comedy drama and teen drama. Like, for fans of comedy, you should go and check it out. It's so funny. I've watched it so many times on repeat, and I think I should watch it again. And then ranked at number 9, it's the Netflix original series, Ozark. So Ozark is frequently one of the streaming service's most popular shows, and for good reasons. Like, I think, like, Ozark is like a backwards vision of a Breaking Bad. If you know Breaking Bad, like, you should watch Ozark. Like, it's almost the same thing, but the series opens with Jason Bateman's life falling apart. Like, if you watch Breaking Bad, like, the very same events, like, what do we call it? The sequence of events, like, it has the very same sequence of events, but the version is somehow different. So the series, as I've mentioned, like, it opens with Jason Bateman's life falling apart. Like, he and his family are forced to move from Chicago to the Ozarks to start money laundering business, as he discovers, like, his longtime business partner has been dealing with Mexican drug cartels, and they owe an inordinate amount of money. Like, they owe a lot of money. So Bateman's life is sped when he promises to recoup by opening a vacation destination in Ozarks. But as he and his family immerse themselves deeper and deeper into the criminal underworld, like, the line between good and bad becomes further blurred. Like, as he and his family, like, start with this business, like, you would start to see, like, to notice, actually, like, you won't even think that at the end, like, they would survive from this business. Like, so yeah, it's pretty thrilling. Like, it's packed with twists, and the performances are solid. Like, it's not as tight as emotionally satisfying as Breaking Bad, like, but then again, what is it? Like, as far as substitute go, Ozark, it's solid, guys. I think you should go and watch it and check it out. And it actually has, like, good reviews on Netflix, and, like, it's been trending in South Africa, like, for the past weeks. It's been trending in South Africa on Netflix for South Africa, actually. So I think you guys should go and check it out, and you won't regret. And ranked at number 8 is the original series, the original Netflix, what am I saying? The Netflix original series, The Umbrella Academy. So The Umbrella Academy is the perfect antidote for those fatigued by glut of superheroes movies and TV shows. Like, this Umbrella Academy and Netflix original series, it's based on the graphic novel series by Gerard Way and Gabriella Ba. The story revolves around 7 children with extraordinary powers who were adopted by a strange and very rich man who trained them to be heroes. Their troubled upbringing drove them apart, but they reunite at the beginning of the first season when their estranged father turns up mysteriously dead. Not only that, but their brother, who's been missing since they were children, appears via time travel and warns them the apocalypse is coming in a matter of days. So the show is extremely joyful and funky and weird, giving weight each of its disparate characters, while carrying on a compelling series mystery all its own. So, guys, if you want a show that's fun and mysterious and also a little bit spooky, check this one out. It's a very mysterious, and it's... this is how I like it. Like, it's so... yeah, it's so... mysterious. Like, I like mystery movies, and... yeah, I think you should check it out, guys. It's so amazing. It's so amazing. You should check it out. And ranked at number 7 is... Hannibal. Did you hear that? Hannibal. Oh, that's actually so fun. Garen... what am I saying? Okay, and ranked at number 7 is Hannibal. And I guarantee you have never seen a show quite like a Hannibal. And if you are into artfully told serial killer stories with a strong sexual tension, you're gonna love it. This series is based on Thomas Harris' novel of the same name. Like, which means, like, the novel is... it's also called... it's also titled, actually. It's titled Hannibal. And the show began as a Hannibal Lecter series of sorts. And the cast, the very legendary Matt Mikkelsen plays forensic psychiatrist Dr. Hannibal Lecter, who is called upon by a gifted criminal profiler, Will Graham, and the behavioral sciences unite in the FBI to help track down a serial killer. Will and Hannibal develop a wildly inappropriate, deeply bonded relationship. Two males, like, they develop a very weird relationship. Like, remember that Dr. Hannibal Lecter was called to help investigate and track down the serial killer, but they end up not with the serial killer, but with the FBI agent. They end up having this sort of a relationship, which only further complicates Madhouse when Will begins. Will is an FBI agent, and Will begins to suspect that Hannibal might have a role to play in this matters. So I think you guys should go and check it out. I believe you should go and check it out. So yeah, moving to the next Netflix original series you guys should watch this January. This is The Witcher. The Witcher. Guys, this is the best TV shows I've got to watch on Netflix. So The Witcher is an absolute blast and a half. The fantasy series is indeed very fantasy. It's more Lord of the Rings than Game of Thrones. You feel me? Like... but it also doesn't take itself so seriously. Too seriously, like, and wholeheartedly embraces all aspects of fantasy storytelling and gaming, including fun side quests, POV battles, which is point of view battles. So, you know. So, what I can say is The Witcher is a perfect kind of binge viewing show, and I think you guys should go and check it out. If you've watched, you once watched Lord of the Rings, and Game of Thrones, like, you would know what I'm speaking of right now. This series is fire. Fire. And this is Love, Death, and Robots. This is ranked at number... is it 5? Okay. This sci-fi series is actually executive produced by Tim Miller, the from the Deadpool and the legendary filmmaker David Fincher. The animated anthology series Love, Death and Robots is kind of perfect catch-all for sci-fi fans. Like each episode hails from a different writer and director, and the theme holding them together, it's the idea of sci-fi technology. So as a result, you get a wide range of tone from uber violent and romantic and hysterically funny. Like, all in all, though, there's just some really great sci-fi storytelling in here, which I think you guys would love. So go check it out. And this is ranked at number 4, and it's Sex Education. Like, this was also trending, like it was so popular back in early 2020 and late 2019. Like, for most people, being a teenager is awkward, actually, weird, random, and confusing. So Netflix 8-episode series at Sex Education, it was created by Lauren Nunn, not only understands that but leans into it completely. So the show stars Asa, the legendary Asa Butterfield, as Otis, a sixth former high school teenager for Americans. The series is set in the UK, who starts an underground therapy clinic and for his peers. Or, as one of a classmate describes him, he's that weird sex kid who looks like a Victorian ghost. So, if it wasn't clear, already clear, Sex Education is very explicit. No underage. There are plenty of frank discussions about sex and anatomy, as well as full nudity. So most episodes revolve around a kind of case of the week that's teased in a cold open. Although the show uses that to involve in its major narratives, and doesn't always end the hour with the problem being solved. So you guys, if you and I think so many, like, I don't know who hasn't watched Sex Education yet. It's so fun. It's so lovely. Like, it's so problem solving. And I think you guys should watch it out. So, moving to the next one. And moving to number 4. Number 4, it's almost everyone's favorite. Like, this series, like, almost hit, like, it hit number 1 for almost 3 years on Netflix. And not just Netflix, on Spanish network TVs like Antena 3, like from 2017 like till 2020, like for almost 3 years now. And the series is, I think you guys should you already have that idea of what I'm talking about now. It's the one and only Money Heist, guys. Le Casa de Papel, which is in Spanish and means the House of Paper in English. So, La Casa de Papel is the Spanish heist crime drama television series created by Alex Pina. The series traces two long-prepared heists led by the professor, one of the Royal Mint of Spain and one on the Bank of Spain. The series was initially intended as a limited series to be told in 2 parts. It had its original run in of 15 episodes, actually, on Spanish network Antena 3 from 2 May 2017 through 23rd November 2017. Netflix only acquired the global streaming rights in late 2017. I mean, actually. So, as I've said, like, the series is the best. Like, I wish I could watch this, like, for the second part, for the second time now, as I'm waiting for season 5, which will be released, I think, late April 2021. So, actually, the series has received several awards, including Best Drama Series at the 46th International Emmy Awards, as well as critical acclaim for its sophisticated plot, interpersonal dramas, direction, and for trying to innovate Spanish television. So, guys, if you haven't watched the La Casa de Papel, the paper, the House of Paper, the man, the legendary money heist, I don't know in which century, like, are you living in, but what I can say to you is just go and watch it, check it out, it's the best. And moving to a ranked episode that I ranked at number 2, it's this is how I like Netflix. Like, Netflix is so perfect for sketch comedy that I'm a little shocked it's taken this long for a sketch comedy program to finally break out. Like, what I know is Netflix, it's the best for comedy shows, like for comedy services or for comedy movies. And especially one as weird as and unique as I Think You Should Live With Tim Robinson. That's the title. Because the series doesn't have to worry about commercial breaks and sponsors or really anything. It's free to be deeply weird and bizarre in the most wonderful of ways. So Robinson, a former writer on the Saturday Night Live, brings his unique comic voice of a series of unforgettable sketches that may be a hit or miss. But when they hit, let me tell you, darling, when they hit, they are unbelievably funny. And if you like your comedy bizarre, twisted, or off kilter, you'll easily binge. And I think you should live in a single sitting when watching this movie. So this one is I Think You Should Live With Tim Robinson, and I Think You Should Live in a Single Sitting When Watching This Movie. And finally ranked at number 1 is Locked Up. Locked Up is originally titled in Spanish as Vis a Vis, meaning face to face. Like, Locked Up is a Spanish serial drama television series produced by Globo Media, actually, initially for Spanish network Antena 3, and later on the Fox Spain. It premiered on 20 April 2015. The series begins by focusing on a young woman who is sent to prison and then goes on to depict the image of prison and law enforcement systems. So after Antena 3 canceled the show a year later, Fox Spain announced they had picked up the series for a third and final fourth season, which premiered on 23 April 2018 and 3 December 2018 respectively. Yes, becoming the most watched paid TV on its time slot, Netflix also bought global streaming rights for the show. Since its cancellation, majority of the cast moved on to different projects, resulting to major cast change in season 3 and 4. Production also moved from to different film locations, since the studio they used in is already occupied by another Alex Pina show, Money Heist. Okay, so clearly Alex Pina knows what what he or she, I don't know the person, I don't know Alex Pina, but clearly his or her work is so generous, because wow, how can you produce a look up and looked up at the very warm and thrilling and amazing series actually. And again, Money Heist, like, just shut up, be a duck. Okay, so guys, thank you very much for tuning in, and that was my top 10 best series ranked by myself, of course. So if you haven't seen one of those, if I've mentioned one of the series that you didn't you haven't watched yet and it sounds so interesting, I believe you should go out there and check it out. And yeah, so have a wonderful evening, a wonderful morning, and take care, wear your mask and stay safe. Mwah! And see you on the next one.